There are five tropical systems, including multiple hurricanes, brewing in the oceans around the U.S. right now. Two in the Pacific, two in the Atlantic, and one in the Gulf of Mexico. Let's bring in Carl Parker, a hurricane expert for the Weather Channel. He's with us from Atlanta via Skype. Hi, Carl.
Hi, how are you?
Doing well. And let's start in the Pacific. And the first storm that is expected to get very close to or hit Hawaii, tell us about Madeline.
Well, Madeline is a very strong storm right now, and it's on its way towards Hawaii. And what's really unique about that is that Hawaii, the big island of Hawaii, has actually never been hit in the record. And that's because the water is typically too cold to support stronger hurricanes. So usually if Hawaii is hit by hurricanes, they come up from the south, from where there is warmer water. But the water temperatures have been abnormally warm east of Hawaii. And so you've got this storm and then another one following that, and that is Lester. And both of them could have an impact on the Big Island. We do think that the second storm, Lester, is most likely going to travel to the north of the Big Island.
Why is the water so much warmer in the Pacific this year?
There are a couple of things. You've still got the residual effects of El Nino, which is an abnormal warming of the equatorial waters of the central and eastern Pacific. And so even though we've seen a La Nina trying to develop and waters have been cooling, it's still quite warm in that part of the world. But in general, the oceans all over the world are warming. We see nothing but positive anomalies in the eastern Pacific, through much of the Pacific and much of the Atlantic as well.
And when you say positive anomalies, you mean that the water is getting warmer, not that these are good things for the globe.
Exactly right. You know, the oceans are taking on most of the warming that's occurring on the planet. When that occurs, you're going to increase the chances that you'll get more tropical storms. Now, it takes a lot of things to make tropical cyclones. A lot of things have to come together perfectly. But all other things being equal, if you've got more heat in the oceans, you have more potential for stronger tropical systems.
All right, well, let's talk about the tropical systems that are in the Atlantic. There are, and if you include the Gulf of Mexico, there are currently three of them right now, including Hurricane Gaston, which does not look like it's going to have much of an effect on the U.S. Is that right?
Yeah, Gaston is actually well out over the open water of the Atlantic. And a thing that typically happens with storms, if they develop early, as they come off of Africa, there are these African easterly waves that will move off to the west. And if they develop early, they tend to feel stronger upper level winds and get curved up into the North Atlantic. And so it's actually the weaker systems that pose more of a threat because they drive with the low level flow, the easterly trade winds in the southern part of the Atlantic, and they'll make it all the way across. And then if they get into an environment that is more favorable for development, then they can pose more of a threat. And that's exactly what's happening with this Tropical Depression 9 right now. It was a very weak wave through most of its lifetime and then got into the Gulf of Mexico and now is finally beginning to develop.
And what do you expect it will do?
Most of the guidance right now is suggesting that it's going to be a strong tropical storm. Now, a strong tropical storm is not very far away from being a hurricane. So if, for example, you've got a 70 mile per hour tropical storm, that's hardly any different than a hurricane. However, we don't think that it's as likely that it's going to be a hurricane. It's probably going to bring a lot of very heavy rain to Florida. There will be a tornado threat because of some stronger winds aloft. We'll see gusty winds, tropical storm force winds, and there could be a modest water level rise as well, and that's an area that's very surge vulnerable. Now, what's interesting is what might happen after that, because the storm has gotten farther west. It's going to be moving in farther west along the coast of Florida, the northwest coast of Florida, which means that there's more of a chance that it will run along the coast and up through the Carolinas. And then in the long term, it might actually have an effect on the Northeast.
When would that be?
The models are differing on that point. You know, one of our more reliable models wants to bring it up somewhere in the vicinity of Monday. Another one wants to make it a little bit later than that, more towards the middle to latter part of the week, actually takes it out and then brings it back into the Northeast. And, you know, this is the type of thing that we saw with Hurricane Sandy, which is not at all to suggest that we're looking at a Hurricane Sandy here, but rather just talking about the upper level pattern. We've seen these anomalously warm and strong ridges of high pressure at very high latitudes. And where a lot of hurricanes might run up along the coast and then zip out into the North Atlantic, when you've got one of these ridges parked over the eastern part of Canada, it acts as a blocker, just like a blocker in football, prevents the storm from moving out, and then because of the clockwise flow around the south side of that ridge, then drives the storm west. And that's what we saw with Hurricane Sandy. And so there is some chance that we could see something like this with this storm. There's a chance that it could become a stronger storm as it comes up through the Carolinas, maybe a hurricane. And there's a chance that it could be driven west and back towards the northeast coast.
Believe it or not, there is another storm that we haven't talked about yet. That's Tropical Depression 8, which is off of North Carolina. Is that any threat?
Not really. It's a rather weak system and, had a brush with the eastern part of North Carolina and now is going to be pretty rapidly moving out and towards the northeast. And it's not going to have any effect on any land mass at that point.
That's Carl Parker, who's a hurricane expert for the Weather Channel. Carl, thanks so much as always.
Absolutely. Thank you.